When Jesus saw the crowds that followed him, he sat them all down and preached a sermon to them. We call it the Sermon on the Mount. And he says, happy are you when certain things are yours and you are a certain way. And boy, I agree with all of those, except for the last one, which is a little hard to take. Listen, it's found in Matthew, the 5th chapter, the 3rd verse. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you, and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Well, you see, that's not something that I like to accept, but Jesus said it. Blessed are you when you're persecuted for righteousness' sake. That is, for having been born again, for living according to the words of Jesus. And Jesus said, the kingdom of God is yours, so you are blessed when that happens. And it has the full range from simple ridicule all the way to torture and death. But Jesus said, when these things happen to you, you should rejoice, because that gives you a great reward in heaven. He said, that's the way they treated the prophets which came before us. And I might add, it's the way they treated our Master Jesus. So Jesus said, if they hated me, they'll hate you. And see, I've warned you ahead of time so that you will know. Let's pray. Father, I pray that you would give me strength today. Strength to face the opposition that we all face when we decide to believe in Jesus and to repent, to change our mind, and confess our sins, and receive the Spirit of Jesus and be born again and begin living according to your word, the words of Jesus, the words that are in the Bible. Opposition will come my way, perhaps not strongly today, but in some way it will come. I'll hear something on the media. I'll hear somebody say something, but Lord, this is how we earn our reward in heaven. I believe that very firmly. So help me to be faithful today, Lord, and consider it all joy when I'm persecuted in any way. In Jesus' name, amen.